Eye of Vengeance by Graham McNeil. Performed by Sean Barrett, Rupert Degas, and Saul Reitling. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. It was the smell of Quintown that hit you first. A gut-punch mix of turned earth, gaseous discharge from the domed agri-cities, and the planet-wide reek of synthetic fertilizer. One of the breadbasket worlds of Ultramar, its arid surface was hot and dusty, but no amount of desert wind could mask the pungent stench that wormed its way through even the most advanced air scrubber. Deserts of red and gold covered much of the planet's surface, making it an odd choice for an agri-world, though it was one of the most productive in the Imperium. Hundreds of sprawling agri-cities covered the planet's surface, and each one contained millions of acres of arable land beneath their protective domes. In the normal run of things, Quintan, along with its sister worlds of Tarentus and Massali, were quiet, industrious, and peaceful worlds. But these were not normal times. An invading army had descended upon the three worlds, a bastard host of murderous corsairs, war machines, and diabolical priests of the Dark Mechanicus. They called themselves the Bloodborn, and they fought under the command of a nightmarish creature known as Vothir Tark, little more than a filthy scrap of ravaged meat and neurosynaptic tissue suspended in an amniotic vat. Vothir Tark's legions of battle engines came not to conquer or enslave. They came to destroy, but they would not find Quintan lacking in defenders. The 5th and 6th companies of the Ultramarines stood against the Bloodborn, and their victories were legend, their names bywords for courage and honor. Quintan itself boasted an impressive defense auxilia, thousands of men and women under arms, and sworn to the defense of their home world. But the fate of Quintan would not be decided by massed ranks of soldiers or the space marines of the Adeptus Astartes. It would be decided by a single warrior. His name was Torias Teleon.